Hello and welcome to BlizzQuake. You are listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a very special episode as we have my dear friend Allie joining us tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Allie is a close friend of mine from Tufts, and we are actually both from a similar area, and that is why we bonded over things like corn, bags, all that Midwest stuff that we all know and love. Cheese.
Deep dish.
Deep dish, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Allie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know that's your favorite thing to do.
I do love to talk about myself. Thank you, Ben, for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I love platforming you.
Yes. I am a double jumbo here at Tufts. Very exciting. About to get my master's in child development. And yeah.
Yeah, so if you need someone to babysit or develop your child, she is the one.
Develop them well. Grown for you in the lab.
Yeah, exactly. What is your... Okay, I guess what is your... hottest parenting take?
I think kids are their own autonomous beings, and so I don't think it's a parent's job to dictate too much of their life to a certain degree. But I think parents control too much of their children's lives. That's my hottest take.
Okay, that's a good take. Mm-hmm. I feel like controversial too. Can you give us an example, an actionable example of that?
Well, I feel like parents always have an idea of what they want their kids to participate in, forcing them onto activities that they did or that they think are cool. And instead, you should just let your kid choose, see what they want, see what their interests are, their style, their personality, and try not to project any of yourself onto them.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's a good one. And I'm trying to think. Okay, so for something like a Dance Moms is a situation that you think...
Oh my God.
That you could probably watch for hours and unpack, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Could do a whole case study.
You should do that. You should do that if you have to write a thesis.
Some people actually are doing their thesis. on Dance Moms. Not on Dance Moms, but on other media shows. I know someone did a paper on the Kardashians.
Oh, that seems like a really good one.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting stuff there.
Okay, incredible. Do you have anything else to share while I'm booting up the music?
Nothing exciting, just that it's too cold now.
It is too cold now. It's too cold, it's too dark. Okay, wait, what are your thoughts on daylight savings? Because
it's stupid and I'm glad they're getting rid of it.
Are they getting rid of it? Is that confirmed?
I heard this is the last year or something.
Everywhere?
I feel like I heard, I have no idea.
That can't be.
I'm bad at the news. Twitter was my news and now,
Elon really did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elon really did do that. I think it's been very fun to watch it crumble in real time, though.
I agree.
I don't know if ever before we've seen just such a ridiculous downfall of such a prominent source.
I know. It's sad, though. I knew people that worked there.
Yeah.
And they were fired.
Yeah. It's like our Library of Alexandria.
Oh, Twitter. Thankfully, we still have the records.
Thank God. Yeah,
it's not all gone.
The archives. Mm-hmm. They're still there.
True.
Okay. Well, this is taking quite a second to load. Allie, do you have a song that you think might be on the software? More popular. The more popular, the more likely it is to be here.
Okay. Do you like The Smiths?
Yeah, let's see.
Or is that too pretentious?
No, let's see what we got. All right, we're looking. This happens every week, but usually it's... taking care. Okay, please, please, please let me get, and then dot dot dots its way out.
I heaven knows I'm miserable now. Okay. I've been feeling that with daylight saving.
Yeah, let's try that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're hoping. Nope. try one more. Do you have an oldies band? That's more likely to be there.
Well, an oldies band?
I'm waiting for our internet to connect. Tufts guest hates me.
Ben, do you have a parent hot take?
A parenting hot take? Yeah, that's a good question.
With your endless knowledge on the subject.
Oh, I just have so much to say about that. Yeah, I think that Okay, one take that I have, and this is obviously not backed by any sort of research whatsoever, but I think that... Okay, it is guided by my sister, who was also a child development major. Mm. It's that you don't have to be, like, the best parent in the world. You just need to be good enough. And it's okay if you misstep or do something wrong. But I think people put a lot of pressure on it. And if something's not going 100% right, there's not a lot of flexibility sometimes.
I agree. But I think that kind of promotes the fact that parenting is a natural instinct, which in a way it is, but good parenting isn't. I think...
Yeah.
When you become a parent, you should educate yourself on, like, psychology and child development, at least a little bit. I mean, my biased opinion.
Sure.
But I think what I've learned from my studies and teaching is just that, like, there's so much knowledge about there who have people who have, like, studied kids and, like, parented and know all that stuff. So why not take advantage of it and be as good of a parent as you can be, even though, of course, you're going to make mistakes.
Do you think it's possible to not make any of the same mistakes that your parents made with you?
No. I think that's kind of inherent in a lot of people. Well, I think, obviously, certain mistakes you'll be intentionally avoiding a lot of those mistakes. But I kind of noticed when I started spending time with kids that I was being, like, my mother.
Whoa.
And it was just kind of, like, I saw it and I was replicating it. Because, I mean, that's how you learn to be a parent, is from observing your parents, which is why I think education is so important, to kind of rewrite that instinct.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, I think we are working. What is the song you want to hear again?
Well, it was the Smiths, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
All right. Okay, and with that, we are going to play our first song of the evening. Here it goes.
it's wishful thinking, lying around daydreaming, wanting you now, but that's wishful thinking.
All right, welcome back. That was a couple of songs. Every song you hear tonight, almost entirely probably, is going to be picked by my dear friend Allie, and she is going to tell... I actually have a lot of questions for her, because I would say that the way that she presents herself, the way she talks about her music, is that she's kind of an aficionado. She's very good, I think, at finding different music and mashing a bunch of things together, but it's cohesive, and I don't know, I feel like recently, probably in the last couple of years, I feel like my music taste has kind of like stagnated, and I haven't figured out a good, easy way to just like keep my playlist up to date and like know what's good, and I feel like that's not a problem that you experience. So I'm wondering, like, what is your music discovery process for those of us keeping track at home who want to discover new genres or new songs or something like that?
Well, I mean, I'm always on the lookout for new music, kind of just everywhere. And whenever I hear a good song, I immediately add it to a Spotify playlist that I have called Playlist Limbo.
Whoa.
Because it's where I put just all the songs that I like just discovered and I like. And then later on, I'll kind of go through and listen and then sort it out into my playlist.
Whoa.
That has been a very organized way for me to find new music and organize my playlist. I'm big on constantly changing my playlists.
Are you deleting stuff actively off of playlists? Like,
I have certain playlists that I want to delete, but I want to go through and find old songs that I still like and add it to my new playlists.
Whoa, okay. I feel like I have this like one enormous playlist with like 700 songs that I just like, even though I don't like everything in it, and I'll like skip to the ones I like. Mm-hmm. I won't delete songs, but I don't know why. I feel like it's like a hoarder tendency.
No, I do the same thing. I have a couple of like very, very long playlists. They're kind of like my dump playlists.
Right.
Which is like everything, and like it's like semi like chill goes in this playlist. Occasionally I'll delete, like I'll listen to a song and be like, oh, this is awful, and remove from playlist, and then like that's it.
It's gone. It's gone forever. It's out of my brain. Sever the neurons.
But it has to be like actually like evoke a reaction from me where I'm just like, oh God, oh, I used God. To listen to this.
Like wincing.
Exactly.
That's so funny. I feel like, so the last time I did that was probably sophomore year, like several years ago, during, I had this like bogus summer internship that just lasted, I was like walking the streets of Chicago, like writing down where apartments were, and like to keep myself sane, I would like listen to it, and then by the end of the summer, I finally got through everything. It was a project. So are you spending time every day, or like?
Some days more than others. It's generally pretty spaced out. Most days I'm like not doing stuff in my playlist, or I'm doing just like one or two things, a couple things just like while I'm listening to music. But I'll just have certain days where I will just go ham on my Spotify playlist and get like randomly motivated, usually when I'm procrastinating something else.
For sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll just like really go to town on one of my playlists, or just start adding new ones, going through my like playlist limbo,
mm-hmm,
and sorting them. That I kind of do more gradually, because I listen to that playlist actually very often because it's all my new music.
Right.
But sometimes the vibe switch up is a little extreme sometimes.
A little difficult, mm-hmm, if you have more than one emotion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One thing I feel I've heard of people doing is they'll be like, this is my like summer 2022 playlist, and then they'll like save it. They might come back to it, or like take songs and move them with them, but like it's like a time capsule almost. And it sounds like that's not really how yours are operating.
No, they're more operated by vibe, or I would say genre, but it's vibe.
It's fully about the vibe.
It's vibe. It's very subjective. I've never really done it by time period because there's always songs that I like still like right. after a season I want to keep listening to. I guess you could add to the next playlist, but
it feels like you can't.
No.
You know?
It's just like, it's against my nature. I don't know.
It's against my nature. Okay. And then I guess like last question I have is, I'm a big fan of blends. For those of you listening at home, a blend is where you and someone else or multiple people can all like, Spotify will use AI magic to like make one playlist out of all of your taste in music. And you might discover new songs to both of you, just to you, whatever. I feel like I've been doing that with people.
I love doing that, but I mostly do that with people that I date. So, not the best memories sometimes, but there is one guy from Tinder who I still listen to our blend just because he has amazing taste in music, even though we never even met.
And what a green flag for that
guy. No, true. I almost went out with him just for that.
Right. I kind of wish you had so that we could get like the end of that story, but... Yeah. You know, it's almost better, I think, to just be like, oh, what could have been?
I have a very, like, positive image of him, just because he has great taste in music.
Well, there you go. For anyone looking for dating tips for Allie specifically, send her that link for that blend. She will click it, and she will actually genuinely consider it.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to play another song from Allie, and then we're... Or do you want to talk about any of the songs that we've played so far?
I mean... I just like those songs.
Okay. Like, they don't have like a special meaning.
No,
like
the Smiths is because I'm a pick me, obviously. And no, I feel like I resisted liking the Smiths for a while because it's such a like a. I just think of Zooey Deschanel or Deschanel and 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
But I actually like some of the songs, only a couple. But that one I relate to because he's just like, I have a job and I'm miserable now and I'm like.
Right, absolutely. Okay, and with that we will play Motocross. Here we go. Am I stupid? Am I dumb? Is my touch what makes you numb? Am I just too much at times? I don't like change.
Don't you know you ain't 18 no more? welcoming my soulless friends. You are what I need, you always been. Maybe I know, but I won't.
Hello and welcome back. You just listened to several songs that our friend Miss Allie picked out. This most recent one was, what was it? Soulless Friends. And what inspired this choice for you?
Well, I just love this song. I think it's very relaxing. Or do you want me to say what I just said?
No, you don't need to say it. It's all right.
It was from a blend with a person.
Right. As we were saying, the easiest way to discover new music is apparently dating apps. So everyone, get on those.
You don't need to date them. Just
send them the link.
Send them the link.
That's your first message.
Find
if it's
music.
Good, great. If not, goodbye. Unmatch. All right. Well, we also need to do a PSA to keep our radio show on the air. And Allie's going to read that. And it is everyone's favorite thing to do is reading out loud on the spot. So here we go.
Thank you so much. So the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. And the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0. Lots to think about there.
Lots to think about there. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you so much. Just something that you have to, something to marinate, something to think about. Thank you, WMFO, and we're going to play more music now.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what I've done, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Come on over, Valerie. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what they're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dig it. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
So tell me to leave, I'll pack my bags, get on the road. like a lifetime just trying to get by while we're dying inside. I've done a lot of things wrong, loving you, being one, but I can't move on. I'm afraid of change. Guess that's why we stay the same. So tell me to leave, I'll pack my bags, get on the road. Find someone who gives you all of the things I could not know. 'Cause I keep fighting all the ways I let you down so I can stay.
If you want me to leave, then tell me to leave.
And baby, I'll go. And baby, I'll go.
Childhood bedroom, and I terrified of the future.
Scared that I'll still be a loser.
Did it just for fun. Had to choose between being broken, bored. So I cut my losses and I left New York. Not sure why I feel so dumb. The best of my years are yet to come. I sit and wait in the driveway. It's just a couple more weeks till my birthday. I just can't wait to be.
Called Dog Out.
Pool House.
Pool House. this song's called Pool House.
Thank you.
right, that wraps up this show for tonight. You have been listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are now transitioning over to the next DJ, and they'll be on shortly. Thank you.
Let me know, do I still got time to grow? Things ain't always set in stone. That be known, let me know. Let me, seems like street lights glowing.